Let's ask the Lord to
help and to bless this night. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we invite you here tonight, Lord. We need you here tonight. I need you here tonight. And so, Lord, we're asking for help. We're asking for help that you would speak through me, Lord. We're asking for help that you would open our hearts, Lord, to hear your word. We're asking for help, Lord, that what is said tonight, Lord, from you will touch us, Lord, so that we take it and eat it, Lord, and not just hear it and let it fall away.
Amen.
Help us, Lord. We need you. We need you. This is all about you, Lord. And so, Lord, we lift you up. We focus on you, Lord. We acknowledge that it is you and only you that give us the words of life. And so, Lord, I ask that I would be a conduit for that, that I would be speaking your words of life, Lord, your words of life. So help us, Lord. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God is good. God is always good.
Amen.
And I tell you, as I listened to Pastor Cecile this morning, I thought, Lord, she's preaching my sermon. But I think the Lord has more to say on the subject of patience. And how many here want patience in their life? And yes, I want it right now. I want it right now. Yeah, we all want patience. We recognize the need for patience. I tell you, the first real glimpse or real understanding of the need for patience happened to me some years ago, shortly after I became a Christian. And I was stationed at Fort Knox, Kentucky. I was going through some training there. And I don't know what it was that caused me to even pray the prayer. But I said, Lord, I need patience. Could you please give me patience? And so I prayed the prayer in innocence or ignorance or whatever you want to call it. Well, the next day, I'm driving on the military basis, unlike, you know, here where people drive 80 miles an hour and 90 miles an hour on the highway and so forth. On a military base, there are military police that are just about everywhere. And they have speed limits that are well below what you think the speed limit should be. But you dare not go over that speed limit or you will be caught speeding. And if you get a ticket, that ticket goes to your commander and it's not so good. So anyway, I was on this two-lane road. I think it was lunch or something. I was heading for lunch, and I'm driving, and I'm behind this car. Now it's a two-lane, double yellow line, so you can't pass, you know. And this car is driving absolutely like a turtle. I mean, slow. And I'm like, well, you come on. What is going on? You know, I'm like, who is this old man or old woman up here? You know, come on, let's go. You know, and as I'm griping and grumbling and, you know, all of a sudden, a thought comes to mind. You wanted to learn patience, didn't you? I said, yes. Well, I'm trying to teach you patience. I said, oh, Lord. Is that how you're going to do it? And the Lord said, yes. I'm going to put you in situations that require you to be patient. And I said, I didn't say this to the Lord, but I thought it to myself, and I'm sure the Lord heard it. Like, I'm not going to pray a prayer like that again. Yeah, too late. So that day, I began to understand how God works when we ask for prayer for something such as patience. How else are we going to learn patience unless we get in a situation that allows us to exercise patience? So it's been kind of a long road of learning patience. But as Pastor Cecile was showing us this morning with her own life and what God was doing in her own life, patience is very important. And I felt that the Lord, even though he had her speak on it. Somewhat she spoke on other stuff, but I felt that, because he gave me this like Thursday, the word patience. And I feel he wants to expand on that and give us some more insight into that. If we look at Psalm 37:7. It says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." Be still before the Lord. Which is kind of why I played that song for the offering, to remind us that we have to be still before the Lord and know that he is God. Wait patiently for him. That implies something. That implies we're waiting for something from him. It says, "Do not fret when men succeed in their ways." A lot of our impatience many times comes from seeing other people get their way when we don't. To see other people succeed, or other people, especially people that we know, or at least have an idea that they're not doing so good, or they're doing wrong things, and they seem to be getting away with it. We get impatient. But if we are impatient, we fret. We fret about the person that's getting their way. Or we, if God has put us, like Pastor Cecile said, in a prison, and we're impatient and not patient with the Lord, we begin to scheme. How can I get out of this? How can I get around this? Why am I even here? This has got to be wrong, so I'm going to try to get out of this thing. A lot of times impatience causes us not only to fret, but sometimes it causes us to be angry. How many times have you been impatient and you wish they would get on with the job? Angry. Because you're impatient. Because they're not moving fast enough along in their walk with God. How come they don't know this already? How come they keep doing this when I've told them how to do it right? But they keep doing it the other way. They keep doing it wrong. Oh, they keep doing that thing that irritates me. They get angry. Why don't you straighten up? Why don't you be like so-and-so? How come you keep doing that over and over again? I just told you how to do that for the 10th time. I know many parents have that experienced that. We get impatient. And then we get angry. We lose our temper. And of course, getting angry in that way is sin. Just like fretting is sin. So we need patience. God is wanting us to be patient. He is wanting us to have in us the virtue of patience. Because we're going to need it. Not just for dealing with people, like I just gave examples of, but also in dealing with what's coming down the road. What's coming down the road. Look at Habakkuk 3:16. There's something coming down the road for us here in America. And we can call it trouble, we can call it difficulty, or as in Habakkuk, when he saw this vision from the Lord, he said, "I heard and my heart pounded and my lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us." I will wait patiently for the calamity that's coming on the nation invading us. In this case, he's waiting for the recompense of the nation that's invading Israel. But he's waiting patiently for that calamity. He is not getting impatient with God in terms of dealing with that. And whether God brings a nation to invade us, which some prophecies say may happen, we need to be patient in terms of the calamity that may be coming to America. And then waiting patiently for God to deal with that country who invaded us. We need patience. Look at Romans 12:12. We need patience not only for what's coming down the road and not to be afraid and not to be impatient in terms of are we getting together the things we need to get together to protect us and to save us and to have enough food and have enough water. But we also need to be patient, as it says, Paul says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Right now we may have something going on in our lives that requires patience. We may be sick. We may be recovering from surgery. And to be patient, to wait for the pain to finally get over. Or to be inflicted in some other way, such as maybe something going on at work where you're being not harassed, irritated, I should say. Irritated, or the boss is not quite treating you correctly, or the people you work with don't treat you correctly. Stan's given us plenty of examples of people that have not treated him correctly. And we have to exercise patience. Patience. Otherwise, we get angry. We have to be patient in our affliction. It's important for us to be patient. You know, it's interesting that in the military, there's a saying called hurry up and wait. And, oh, I've experienced it a number of times where, okay, the boss or the commander says, okay, we've got this mission, we've got to get ready for it, and everybody's, you know, running around trying to get everything packed, get the right stuff, get it, we got to have it done by, 400 hours in the morning, and we only have 3 hours, and so we're just rushing around trying to get this done, and we're trying to get ready, we got the maps, and we got the fuel, and the munitions, and all these things, and we're all lined up, ready to go, and then we take off, and we get to where we're supposed to be going, and we get settled, and we're ready. Okay, we're ready to go now. When's it going to start? We've been here for half a day. We've been here all day, just sitting here. What was the rush for? How come we have to get here so quick? Okay, we're into the second day. We haven't done anything yet. Yeah. Without fail, it happens. All, hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. We have to be patient. We have to be patient because there's nothing we can do until the commander says, go do it. And a lot of times that's like us in life. We're trying to hurry up something. We're trying to make something happen. And it's not happening. We've prayed to God. God, please do this for me. Please, Lord, help me with this. Please, Lord, deal with this person in my life. And we wait. And we wait. And we wait. Did God hear me? Did God understand what I was trying to say? Did God know what I was going through or what I'm going through? Wait. 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 We have to be patient. Otherwise, we can get angry with God. Otherwise, we can begin to fret. God's not going to come through. I got to pay the rent. We don't have enough food. This deadline is coming up and I don't know what to do. This person is suing us and unless God does something, we're going to lose everything. And we've only got 2 days before they can come and take our stuff. What are we going to do? We get impatient. But we have to wait. We have to have that patience. Patience is so important in our lives. So important, and we wish we could just snap our fingers, or God could snap his fingers, and we have it. And we sit calmly and gently in all the afflictions and all the things that come at us and all the things that maybe people say or all the things that might cause us to worry, and we sit just patiently and wait for God. And then we wake up from our dream. Oh. Wait a minute. I'm worrying. Is God going to come through? Or sometimes we don't even think of God because we're so much into our worry and so much into our fretting. We need patience. In patience, there's another thing that we need. It goes hand in hand. If you're patient for something, that means you're hoping for something. You're looking for something. Romans 8:25. Hope. You can't have patience without hope. Otherwise, you won't last long in it. For this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not have, yet have, we wait for it patiently. We hope. We have hope. If there's no hope in us, then the patience is hard to hold on to. It's hard to sit in it, if you will. Because we don't think anything's coming, and then that's when we resort to our ways, our scheming, our fretting, our anger, our manipulation, if you will, of things. If we don't have patience, we try to work the moves. We have to have hope. We have to have hope in God that He's going to do what He said He's going to do. A lot of times we say we love someone. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Listen, guys. When you say, I love someone, according to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, it says there's a definition to love. There's several definitions, but there's one that says, love is patient. If you truly love someone, you will be patient with them. That means you don't get angry with them. That means you don't call them a name when they do something you don't like. That means when they offend you, that person you quote unquote love, you don't take that offense to heart. Love is patient. Ephesians 4:2. We need patience. If we're going to deal with one another, if we're going to deal with each other in terms of walking out our relationship with the Lord, but also in the body of Christ, he says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Do we do that? Do we bear with one another? In other words, like I said before, if they offend us, are we patient with them? Do we love them enough to say, okay, I'm not going to get angry about that. I'm not going to come back in their face and tell them they were wrong and they should apologize and I'll never speak to you again. We bear with one another. We bear with their irritations. We bear with maybe something they're going through that we don't like. But we bear with it because we love them. We're patient with them. Bear one another in love. We have to bear, well, I already talked about bearing in suffering. We're going to suffer. We need patience for suffering. Now, many people get the idea that just because we're Christians, that we suffer more than everybody else. We suffer, you know, the world's out there having a party, and we suffer more than everybody else because we're Christian. And God says He loves us, and He rebukes those who love, you know, and He, you know, He scourges the sun and all this. And why? Why me? Why can't I have it like they do? But in Psalm 51, David says, the way of the transgressor is hard. Now that's in comparison to the believer. That's in comparison to God's people. The transgressor's way is hard. Everybody's going to have trouble. Everybody's going to have suffering. Everybody's going to have affliction. The reason it's hard for them, even though sometimes we don't see it, is because they don't have God in their lives to help them through it, to comfort them through it, to uplift them through it, or to give us grace to be patient through it. We need patience for suffering. Suffering through not just affliction, but suffering through dealing with people, dealing with our wife, husband, dealing with our siblings, dealing with our co-workers. Patience for suffering. Hebrews 6:15. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. After waiting patiently, there's a reward for waiting, for being patient. You don't do it and think, nothing's going to happen, or what am I going to get out of this? God will give you what he promised if you wait patiently. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Patience is important. We need patience. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God is our example in terms of patience. He is patient with us, and I am so glad he is. Because of the many times I know that I mess up, the many times that I seem to not do what he's told me to do out of my nature. It's just like the child that you tell them, don't touch this, but yet they still touch it, and you ask them why they touched it, and they say, I don't know. There's one comedian that has an act that calls them brain damaged. When they do that, and I'm brain damaged a lot because God tells me things, and I know I want to do it, but then I mess up, and it's like, Lord, I don't know why I did it. But God is patient. He's patient with us, and he's not. And aren't you thankful, according to the scripture, that he is slow? This is when you want him to be slow, okay? When he's dealing with us, he's dealing with you and me. He is patient, not wanting anyone to perish. He has a reason for being patient. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants them to come to repentance. And we can play a part in that if we allow God to help us to be patient. Look at 1 Timothy 4:16. God shows us by example that he is patient toward us, that he is slow to anger. Paul tells Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them. Persevere would be another word for patience. Be patient in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. I want that. I need to be patient. I need to be patient with the things that God has told me. Because sometimes God tells you a thing and says it's done, but yet it's got to be worked out. And we have to be patient. And I know I've gotten, not angry at God, but perturbed with God and saying, okay, Lord, you said you're going to deliver me. When? When? The Lord says, be patient. Be patient. And if I'm patient in the things he's told me, if I'm impatient in the doctrine he's given me, and it has not yet permeated my being so that I'm walking it out and doing it, he says, be patient. Because then you will save yourself and those that hear you. Meaning, those that obviously you speak to, you minister to, you preach to, all those things. The Lord is patient. Revelation 1:9. I, John, that's John the Apostle, your brother and companion, in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Here's John. He's on the island of Patmos. He's been exiled there on this island. I believe it was a mining island. So it was not a place of comfort. And he was definitely suffering. But he says, in suffering and kingdom and patient endurance, that's ours. In other words,
That is something that belongs to us, something we should have, patient endurance. Patient endurance. It implies that the Christian walk is a thing of patient endurance, enduring. Revelation 3:10. Hope you don't mind, I'm going to go through some several verses here just to give us an idea about how important patience is. Since you have kept my command and to endure patiently, so God has said he has commanded that we endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole earth and test those who live on the earth. We need to endure patiently. We have to have it because God is bringing an hour of trial. Or as Pastor Thompson likes to call it, the moral horrors. Yes, thank you. The moral horrors that are coming. And it's already starting, but it's going to get worse. And we're going to need to endure patiently. Patiently for what? Patiently to resist Satan, patiently to resist temptation, to abide in God and have his grace to keep us, as he said he will do if we endure patiently, from this hour of trial. Otherwise, we will fall. We need patience, and we need to endure patiently. Proverbs 19:11. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs also says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So this wisdom has to come from God. And this wisdom gives us patience in dealing with our brothers, dealing with our sisters. We need patience. Proverbs 25:15. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. If we're patient, waiting on the Lord, he can make situations turn to our favor. In the case of a ruler that is trying to influence for whatever the situation is, be patient. Wait on the Lord. And also gentleness. Which is kind of interesting. A gentle tongue can break a bone. Now, we know a hammer can break a bone. We know a crowbar can break a bone. But a gentle tongue can break a bone? Yes, if we're patient. If we're patient. In other words, whatever that affliction, whatever that obstacle is, if we're patient, God can break through it. Ecclesiastes 7:8. There's another thing about patience. It says, the end of the matter is better than the beginning, and patience is better than pride. That seems kind of obvious. Because in patience, we have to be humble. Patience, we have to be waiting. We have to not exert our own ideas and exert our own schemes, if you will. We have to be humble. We have to wait. And it's better than pride. Because pride comes what? Before a fall. Galatians 5:22. Again, patience is not something that we can just gin up. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against such things, there is no law. You want to fulfill God's law? Be patient. It's something that comes from the fruit of the Spirit. It's something that is a virtue from God to us as we walk in obedience to Him. The fruit of the Spirit. Colossians 1:11-12. Colossians 1:11-12. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Being strengthened with all power, with great endurance and patience. We have to have great endurance and patience so that we can share in the inheritance of the kingdom. 1 Timothy 1, verse 16. Jesus gives us an example, or Paul tells us about Jesus' example. But for this reason, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, as Paul saying, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Jesus gave unlimited, I should say, displayed unlimited patience towards Paul as an example to us and how we are to deal with others with unlimited patience. So we can help them towards eternal life. 1 Timothy 3, verse 10. They must first be tested, and then if there is nothing against them... Whoa, wait a minute. What did I say? 1 Timothy 3:10? Okay. That's not it. How about 1 Timothy 4:2? Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared with a hot iron. That's not it either. It's what?
It's 2 Timothy.
Oh, 2 Timothy.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Go back. 2 Timothy 3:10. Thank you. Ah, yeah. Okay. That's right. 2 Timothy 3:10. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, and what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from them all. So Paul was patient in all his afflictions, and God rescued him through them all. He didn't fret or worry. Okay, 2 Timothy 4:2. Thank you, Lisa. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. That says to me that when you preach or you share a word with somebody, they're not always going to take it. Matter of fact, they may throw it back in your face. But you got to be patient. You got to be patient. And don't give up. Hebrews 6, verse 12. And please be patient with me as we go through all these scriptures. But I want to give you what I think the Lord is saying, how important patience is. We do not want to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. We don't want to be lazy. We want to imitate those who are patient. Paul was patient. There are many of us who show the example of patient, being patient. We need to imitate those people who are being patient in the Lord so that you can receive what is promised. James 5, verse 9 through 11. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. And as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered or have been patient. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Patience in the face of suffering. The Lord will bring about salvation in that suffering. And you look at Job. Job suffered through a lot, but he was patient with the Lord. And the Lord brought back not only what he had, but double of what he had. 2 Peter 3, verse 15. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Our Lord's patience means salvation. Why? Because he is patient, he is slow, he is merciful, hoping that we repent. His patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. Patience, the Lord's patience means salvation. But we also heard that if we're patient and persevere, that we will save ourselves and those who hear us. Patience. There's another word that is like impatience. It's called endure, or to endure. Jesus told us to endure until the end so that we might be saved. 2 Timothy 2:10. I'm sure this one is correct. 2 Timothy 2, verse 10. And talking about endurance. Therefore, Paul is saying to Timothy, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Paul is enduring, or patiently enduring, for the sake of the elect. It's very important that we have patience for each other, for the elect, so that they too may obtain salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. You wouldn't think we would be important enough in terms of exercising patience with one another that would help them in gaining salvation. But God considers it very, very, very important. We have to have patience. We have to have patience. Because if we don't, as we talked about before, you get angry. You worry. You don't show a good example, a good testimony. And so it may cause someone to stumble. It may cause someone to turn away and say, that's not the God I want. We have to have patience so that we may help in leading people to salvation. 2 Timothy 2:12. There's another important reason we want to have patience, or to endure patiently. Oh, there it is, 12. Okay. If we endure, we also reign with him. Hello? If we endure, if we wait patiently, we endure patiently, we also reign with him. That's how important enduring, or being patient, is. It's because it will cause us, it will help us to ultimately reign with him. Revelation 14, verse 11 and 12. Again, on the theme of endurance. Revelation 14, 11. Verse 12. Yeah, okay, thank you. The smoke of their torment kind of threw me. All right. And the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, and for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. There's the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast. And it's saying, basically, if you don't want to receive that, if you want to resist getting that, you have to be patient, endure patiently, have patient endurance. This calls for, in other words, it's saying, or Jesus is saying to us, this, in other words, avoiding the mark of the beast, calls for patient endurance. Resisting Satan, resisting temptation, calling out to God for help. Patient endurance. We need it. We have to have it. Hebrews 10:36. to persevere or be patient so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. In order to receive what God has promised us, we need to be patient. We need to persevere. We need to wait patiently on God. That's the only way we're going to receive it. If we start to do our own thing, if we start to fret, we start to worry, we negate that. James 1, 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres or waits patiently under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. We want the crown of life. We want that. We need that. God is going to reward us with that if we wait patiently in whatever situation, whatever prison, whatever affliction he has us in. 5:11 for James 5:11. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered, who have waited patiently. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about, which I think I already read before. But it doesn't hurt to read it again. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Again, being patient. God will reward patience. Revelation 2, verse 3. You have persevered, waited patiently, and have endured, waited patiently in your hardships, endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. There's a danger in waiting patiently. We can grow weary because waiting could be 5 minutes or 5 years. We have to wait patiently. We have to not grow weary. And if we start to grow weary, we need to ask God for strength and help. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 12 and 13. This again is admonishing us, or not admonishing, encouraging us to wait patiently. Since such people are commanded and urged, such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right or doing well. Never tire of waiting patiently. Never tire, because you will receive a reward. And of course, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Everyone knows this one. But those who hope in the Lord, or I think the King James says wait, those who wait patiently in the Lord, but hope is part of that because you're hoping for something. Yeah, but they that wait upon the Lord, the King James, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Paul tells us to not grow weary in doing good. In other words, in resisting Satan and resisting temptation and waiting patiently. But Isaiah tells us if we wait patiently, God's going to strengthen us. And he's going to give us wings as eagles so that we don't grow weary, so we don't give up, so we don't try to do it self and try to do it ahead of God. Patience. The Christian life is a walk of patience. It's a walk of endurance. Paul tells us to run the race like someone who is running. It's not a race. It's not a sprint. It's not the 100-meter run or dash. It's more like the marathon. Run the race so that you may win. Patience, endurance, perseverance. That's all part of the Christian walk. We read in Scripture, you know, and it's like reading a storybook. We read about Abraham, and we read about Joseph, and we read about Samson, and we read about all these characters and people in the Bible, and we think, wow, wonderful. Man, I kind of, you know, maybe wish I kind of went through that, you know. because it only took me 15 minutes to read that story. And they went from affliction to victory in 15 minutes. And we miss out on that word patience. We forget about the 25 years after God said, you will have a child through your old wife, Sarah. But it's 25 years later. How many of us can wait 25 years patiently? He did. How about Joseph? We read the book, we read the story of Joseph and how he was, you know, sold off in slavery in Egypt. And again, it takes us about a half hour to read that. And we forget. It was, what, 17 years that he suffered through that before Pharaoh lifted him up as second ruler in all Egypt? 17 years. And he patiently waited upon God. And Paul talks about being in the desert 14 years. God gave him a lot of stuff, but 14 years in the desert, patience. The Christian life requires patience, and God is willing to give it to us if we obey Him and ask Him and require cry out to Him. And patience is important. If you take nothing else from tonight, remember, you need patience. You need endurance. And ask the Lord for it. He will give it to you. And if you walk out patience with Him, He will give you a crown of life. He will give you eternal life. He will bring victory into your life. Amen. Dear Lord, we do need patience. And thank you for our sister, Pastor Cecile, and the example she gave of waiting patiently on you, Lord, and how much it was a struggle, and the months and months of crying out to you that it took for you to get to her in terms of what you wanted to teach her and show her. And it's the same with us, Lord. It's going to take patience. It's going to take patience when we don't feel like waiting, when we feel like we've got a better way and we don't like the pain that we're going through, or we don't like the suffering we're going through, or we don't like the prison that we're going through. Lord, help us to endure. Help us to endure patiently and to persevere in your strength, Lord. And when we start to waver, Lord, help us to cry out to you, to ask you for strength to wait longer, to trust you, to hope in you, to know that you're going to bring us to joy and to victory if we just patiently endure. You told us to endure to the end. Wait patiently to the end, and you will bring us salvation, eternal life. Lord, by your Spirit, Lord, let us not forget that. Let us not, in the distractions of this world, forget about patience. We need it, Lord. We need your patience in our lives. Help us. Help us, Lord, to hold on to that. And Lord, I just pray that each one here, Lord, each one even hearing my voice, Lord, that you would give them the virtue of your patience, the fruit of the Spirit, so that they may come into your kingdom, Lord, in victory, trusting you, hoping in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.